Hello from Bear and Kura, a podcast from the Land of Oz Information Services. I love you, Kura.
I love you, Bear.
This is episode 140 of the Bear and Kura podcast. We're going to ask EVP questions. Here are the questions I ask when I record electronic voice phenomena, and I think it's only fair that we answer those same questions ourselves.
Okay. Well, some of this stuff, it's...
It's what?
No, nothing. They're funny. They're good questions, but they're kind of... It's weird asking some of these. You'll see.
Okay.
Please tell me your name.
My name is Bear. What is your name?
Kura.
Kura. What is your gender?
Male.
Male for me, too. What it's...
Wow. We both like dick.
Maybe we'll have some... someday we'll get an entity that's a non-specific binary gender.
Mm-hmm. Good. Could happen one day. When were you born?
1961.
1973.
I'm an old man.
You're out of the cradle.
Yes. Where are you from?
New Jersey.
Planet, the whole state?
Planet Earth. No, I'm from Ventnor, New Jersey.
Well, I was born in Fort Worth, Texas, but I grew up here in Wichita, Kansas.
Come. Well, you traveled. Well, you lived in Boston there for a while, too, didn't you?
Not that I remember. I mean...
You were little.
My parents lived, like, in 13 states before I was, like, 10 years old.
Oh, okay. Wow. That's a lot.
Yeah.
Were they gypsies?
Yeah.
All right.
What was your profession?
Jack of all trades, master of none. No. Pawnbroker.
And I am a computer programmer.
Mm-hmm.
At least most of my life I have been.
Yeah.
Except for when I had to do whatever I could to pay the bills.
Yeah. Yeah, but I mean, most of the time you've been lucky enough to do that for a living.
Do what I love.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You're lucky.
Yeah. And I started way early.
Yeah. How young?
Back when most people were programming on punch cards.
Hmm. Is this place important to you?
This is my home, so I suppose it is.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I would say it's important to me. Important to us.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, we live on a thoroughfare.
What happened to you?
I don't know. Where do you want me to start? Sorry. And that would be a $1 million question. I mean,
I suppose this question infers that the entity is dead.
Well, you would hope so. I don't think you'd just walk him through the park and just ask him these people questions. I don't think that would go over real well. Hmm. yeah, they would have to be dead.
So I guess we can't answer that question.
No, yeah, you know. So, I would like to know, too.
Do you know where you are right now?
Yeah.
No clue.
Yeah, I live my life in perpetual motion. Yes, I know where I'm at right now.
So, I guess from this perspective, some of these questions are kind of silly.
Yeah, well, but I mean, you're not... Well, I mean, it's not, they're not universal, I guess.
Hmm.
So.
Well, and when I'm listening for answers, I'm listening for answers in English that I can understand.
Yeah.
A Spanish ghost is probably not going to make much sense to me.
I don't think they're going to understand what you're asking them either, though, if that's what's going on. So. Do you know any other entities in the area?
I know of one.
No, me?
Kura.
Yeah. And I know you. Okay.
Boy, this is going to be done in minutes.
Mm-hmm. What religion do you practice?
None.
Same here. Well, yeah. Practice the art of not believing.
Well, what's that expression? When people say that How does it go? When people say that atheism is a kind of religion, it's like saying that baldness is a kind of hair color.
Yeah, it's true. Yeah. How can you believe in something if you don't believe in nothing at all?
Okay. What do you think of the modern world?
That's a loaded question. Right now, doesn't look too good.
Oh. Yeah, right at this very moment, yes.
Yeah. So, I mean, there's another question where we'd have to be dead and gone if... You know what I mean?
Well, I don't know. I think I like the modern world.
You like the way it's going right now?
Well, in general, not...
In general, yeah.
Not...
Our day-to-day life is not really affected. Not so much yet.
I can't say that, but... we're kind of living in the future that we wanted, I think.
Yeah.
I mean, we can... Just with our voice, we can turn the lights on and off. We could open the garage door and close the garage door. It knows how to find... How to get to a place. I mean... Imagine when you were a child, that would all be magical.
Mm-hmm. So now you think we just take it for granted?
We see it every day.
Yeah, we kind of come numb to it. I remember when we first got the Alexa, it was cool. It was like, but we were both like thrilled with it. Now it's just, it's like getting up and putting on a pair of socks in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
It's just something we're so used to. But, when we first set it up, it was like, oh, this is so cool. Look how cool. Look how handy it is. And now we just kind of take it for granted until it doesn't work, and then we're screwed.
Yeah, then it does. And you can't turn the lights on and off. And...
The internet's down, and we're done. So, but, right now, day to day, right now, just the way the world politics are going right now is depressing, but we don't need to get into that. Just modern world, yeah, I guess you're right.
I mean, imagine an entity that lived before cars were invented.
Yeah, 100 years ago. Mm. You mean there's cars?
That's not that long ago.
No, it's not very long ago at all. I mean, it's... And this is a terrible...
We only had airplanes for like 150 years.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And it's funny because there's a show on TV called 1923. It's on Paramount. It's part of the Yellowstone series. And... It's kind of neat because they're in Wyoming, I believe. And, like, when they go into town, and I think it's in Bozeman, or it's in Montana. It's Montana, yeah, because it's Bozeman, Montana. They go into town, which is Bozeman, and there's a guy selling washing machines. And it's just neat. He's like, look at the new wonders of the world. They have them in the cities, all the big cities, and you can live like the debonairs in New York. And it shows the washing machine is like a hand crank. Washing machine and stuff like that, but you know what I mean?
My grandmother had one of those.
And it's just neat, and they're talking about, there's cars, but most of them, the people who live on the ranch are on horseback, they ride into town and then the carriage and stuff like that. But it's like, that was 102 years ago, and it's a TV show, but it's showing real life things from back then, but it shows them like traveling and like just sending letters and how long it took to get letters from traveling there, and there's like another character, and he's in Africa, and he's trying to get back to the United States, and how they came across, and back then, most people traveled by boat to get here, and you didn't have there was no intercontinental flights, so that was just 100 years ago.
And speaking of letters, telegraphs were considered wonders.
Mm-hmm.
You could spread news in minutes and not months and years.
And now look at what we have the ability of. We have every one of us has a computer that's 1,000 times more intelligent than anything used to get us to the moon in our pockets. We carry them every day with us.
And never mind letters or telegraphs, you can actually talk to somebody on the other side of the world in real time.
Well, you can, and now you can video chat with them. You can see them, before you would never be able to see your loved ones, unless there was pictures sent, stuff like that, we're really privileged, And now thinking about it, we really, really are. But with that in turn, there's other things that come with it, so.
It is amazing how used you can get to something like that.
Well, like last night, me booking my flights, just took me 5 minutes to do, book my flights and all that stuff, and then... just the sheer easiness of then calling people and be like, oh, here's my itinerary. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? So just 30 years ago, you know, 20 years ago, you couldn't do that.
Mm-hmm.
So
we live in a magical time.
We do. Are you attached to this place or an object?
I'm pretty attached to this place, I think.
Yeah, I would say
so. I hardly ever leave.
Yeah, I'm becoming more and more of a homebody. You're really rubbing off on me. No, I feel like
I don't think that's really what the question is, but that's one way of answering it.
Yeah, I think that's the only way that we can answer it.
Mm-hmm. Do you have any unfinished business?
I really don't hope so. I really hope I'm
really?
Well,
I would think everyone in the universe would have some unfinished business.
You think so?
Do you think you've done everything you want to do?
I don't think life's that important. I don't think that we're all put here to accomplish anything. I that sounds like a terrible, horrible, pessimistic view.
I think everybody thinks they're the star of their own movie.
Well, if you're in your own universe, yeah. I mean, but no, I don't think that people have a big ta-da or a big... it sounds so horrible. I think people just plug along, you go through your daily life.
Yeah. There's been 100 billion people since people existed, and most of them really never did anything.
And we are basically a colony of ants.
Mm-hmm.
We are a bigger, higher, more intelligent form of ants. We basically plug along and do. And I mean, it sounds terrible, but it's the truth. We plug along and just do our daily motions. And some people are wealthier than others. You know what I mean? I think I'm pretty happy, but I don't think that there's a grand ta-da. I think I just plug along. I'm just another, not even a cog in a machine. It's like, you know, if I died tomorrow, nothing would change.
See, I'm always thinking of the next thing.
I mean, but is your next thing going to change the world?
It would change my world.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, that's a good attitude to have. I mean, it's good. It's just, I guess I'm just a pessimist. So
between the two, I would think I would be the pessimist.
I mean, I think I have a pretty good outlook on life, but I don't think I have any ideas of grandeur. I don't think...
You're not going to be the next president of the United States. So.
No. If I was the president of anywhere, yeah.
I probably won't be president of anything either.
Yeah. So.
Do you watch over anyone?
I think we both look out for each other. So, that and the cats. Well, and soon to be maybe one other person, but...
Well, I'm sure that's not the way the question is intended, but that's how we can answer it.
Yeah, I mean, these kind of are out of context questions, but I mean, we're both still alive. You know what I mean? So, what do you miss the most? Cheese steaks. Kidding.
Really?
I miss having a cheesesteak. Well, I think that has a lot to do with my future trip coming up. So, what do I miss the most? I don't...
There's nothing that I really miss.
I'm shaking my head now.
I can get anything I want. There's Amazon now.
Yeah, there's really nothing. Yeah. But...
Not even experiences.
Really? There's nothing else you'd want to do again?
People say, you know, I'd like to travel, but I don't only like to travel in places where they speak English, so that limits my...
Yeah.
Yeah, there's not really a whole lot.
You're not a big traveler. I mean, you you'd much rather just stay at home. I mean, it's a big ta-da to get you to get on a plane and it throws you completely out of your element. Yeah, you're looking at me like
I'm not a seat of the pants kind of person.
No, not at all. I think when we went on our trip, you took a week off afterwards just to recover.
To recover, yes.
Oh well.
How do you spend your time?
Relaxing, watching TV.
Sleeping,
yeah. That's what happens when you have an animal that gets you up like every hour on the hour. And I know she doesn't bother you, but she loves bothering me. How do you spend your time?
Playing on the computer. Thinking of the next thing.
Playing on the computer?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. do you have a message for others? Live long and prosper.
There you go.
Mm-hmm. See?
See, I wouldn't have thought of that.
What? Mm. You would have thought of that. You're smarter than you think. No? You have anything?
Maybe.
You have a message for others?
Be kind.
That's a good one. It's like I stole yours and you stole mine.
Exactly.
We flip-flopped there for a second.
What was your happiest moment in life?
Probably when me and you got married.
I figured that would be your answer.
I know it's not yours.
And I say that people who tell me that their happiest moment in life is when they got married clearly have never had two candy bars drop in the vending machine.
I knew you were going to say that. So our marriage is compared to a candy bar dropping at a vending machine. That's great. Is the next question, do you have illusions of grandeur? No. Yeah, I would say that. It just sticks out the most.
It's a pretty good milestone, I guess.
Yeah.
That's going to be 10 years here pretty soon.
Yeah, 10 years. 10 years in May.
Wow.
Yep.
A whole decade.
It's a long time. It doesn't seem like it, though, does it? You're like, you have no idea.
It feels like I can't remember when we weren't married.
Mm-hmm. We've been through a lot, too. You know, we met, I was bipedal.
For a while, anyway.
For a little while. So, but yeah, it's been a ride, but it's been good.
A lot of water under the bridge.
Mm-hmm. So, but I'm going to change it.
What was the biggest historical event you remember?
9/11.
I guess I would have to say that, too. Although, I remember when Richard Nixon resigned. That was a big thing.
Mm-hmm.
I was very young, but I watched the moon landing on television.
See, I was too young for that.
My mother said, "Watch this. It's important."
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. There's a lot of big things happened during my life.
Yeah, the Challenger. Try not to be all tragic.
Yeah, I was at an airport when that.
I was in class. I was one of the kids. I was one of those kids where they wheeled in the TV into the commons area, and we all watched it blow up.
Probably never going to do that again.
No. Well, it's kind of funny. It's like nowadays, if that happened today, every school would have a counselor involved and blah, blah, blah. And they were just like, okay, kids.
Turn off the TV.
Turn off the TV. Move along. You just saw something explode in the middle of the air with people on it, but, you know, go back to class now. But it's sad, but it's kind of weird how things have changed.
Mm-hmm.
And they wonder why Gen X...
Well, they didn't have active shooter drills when you were in school.
That's true, so, yeah, but it kind of just shows why Gen X is so cynical, because it's just, we don't care.
Well, you can't.
What's that?
You can't care about everything, or you'll care about nothing.
Yeah. But Jen, it's, you know, we get this ride. It's like these people who just really just could give a fuck. It's true.
How does that affect me?
Yeah. I mean, it's just, but it's kind of funny because people are like, why wasn't there a Gen X president? Because they're smart. We're smarter than that. We don't want that. We don't want that heat. Okay. What are you proud of?
Nothing.
Our marriage. I would say our marriage. I'm proud of you. But no, I mean, other than that, I don't have any.
We say pride in relation to gay pride.
Mm-hmm.
But it's not really pride. It's a lack of shame.
That's a good point, man.
It's being gay isn't really anything to be proud of, but we should not be ashamed of it.
To hide in the shadows and the closet and, yeah, basically lurk in the back, you know, put us in the foreground. We want to be in the spotlight.
Mm-hmm.
That's a good point.
Do you have any regret?
I think everybody has regrets.
Yeah, that's going to have to be a universal answer of yes, everybody has regrets.
Even if we're not Catholic, we still have regrets. Yeah, this is part of life. You know what I mean? And some regrets are bigger than others.
Like, I wish I'd never bought an American car.
Yeah. Yeah, stuff like that.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I mean, everybody has regrets. Some are bigger than others, like I said. Some are just minute, some are huge.
It just depends on how fine of a microscope you want to put on it, I guess.
Yeah. I mean, you get up in the morning and go, oh, I shouldn't have ate that. Here's a regret right there.
I shouldn't have drank that last night.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that kind of thing.
What brings you joy?
Everything.
Right? Okay, that's a good question.
I mean, it's... What's the alternative? Being dead?
Mm-hmm. Everything. I mean, if you think about it, everything should bring you joy. I mean, just getting up in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it is a pretty amazing thing.
When I have a really stressful day at work, I want to go to a park somewhere and go for a walk and see the squirrels and hear the birds.
Mm-hmm. That relaxes you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That brings me joy.
Mm-hmm. That's good. What brings me joy? There's a lot of things to do, I guess. I like spending time with you.
Isn't that why we did this podcast? So we could spend more time
together, yeah. I mean, there's a lot of just little things. You know, I mean, just, you know, hanging out with friends, getting, you know, I do enjoy my job as much as I bitch about it. That brings me joy sometimes. Stuff like that. So little things.
Yeah, I would have to add that too because I love my job.
Mm-hmm.
My current job is my karmic payback for the horrible, horrible job I had before.
Yeah. Yeah, because that job was terrible.
I hated that job.
It was a soul-sucking job.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. What was your biggest challenge in life?
Probably coming out.
That? Diabetes?
For you, diabetes, yeah.
Well, I mean, diabetes, losing my leg, mm-hmm. coming out. Where do I start? Mm-hmm. You know, it's been a good... I mean, there's a lot of challenges in everybody's life. It's, I think either you let it define you, or you can handle it, and it depends on how big of a mountain you want to make it. You can make it a mountain, or you can make it a mill, a little bump in the road.
Hmm.
So I think that's really kind of depends on, you know, how you define your challenges in life.
But you don't think you should be defined by your challenges?
Mm-mm. I think you should define your challenges.
Hmm.
I don't think people are going to define me by, oh, that was the guy, the diabetic with one leg. You know what I mean? I think I'm more than that. I think I can define myself as more than that. You know what I mean?
People shouldn't define me as the gay guy.
Mm-hmm. You're more than that. You're more than just that. In my opinion, you know.
That's a very enlightened viewpoint.
Mm. Not bad for a dumb jock, huh?
Do you stay here all the time?
Yeah, where else would I go? You're in work.
Well, I think back on that question of what was your profession?
Mm-hmm.
So, like, you go to Cowtown,
mm-hmm.
and you go to the blacksmith shop, and you say, what was your profession?
Yeah.
Most likely it was a blacksmith.
Blacksmith, yeah. Well, can you imagine? Okay, this is just terrible, but, like, you're fine. And then this is imagine. And then, like, you're just stuck in this horrible position, and that's how you died. You're set to haunt that place for the rest of your life.
Without any pants on.
You had to take a crap, and it just so happened you're in a park, and you squat behind a tree, and next thing you're dead. But you're the ghost is known as taking a crap behind a tree.
Elvis. Elvis is known for dying on the toilet.
Exactly. Fork bastard. The man put out some really good music, and he's known for taking a crap on him and dying. You know what I mean? So, yeah, I mean,
The point is, you could go at any moment.
Yeah, literally. Wonder if you can get into that bathroom and have an EVP session.
Was that...
It was in Vegas.
What was his estate called?
Graceland.
Graceland. Was that at Graceland?
I thought it was in Vegas. I thought it was in one of the hotels.
Oh, could be.
Yeah.
Well, that hotel's probably been raised several times by now.
Probably.
Whichever one that it was.
Yeah. Can you imagine staying in a hotel room that Elvis died in on the crapper?
Do you remember a TV sitcom called Mama's Family?
Mm-hmm.
And her husband died before the show ever started, didn't he?
I think so, yeah.
Or was he always in the bathroom?
I'm not sure. Yeah. I can't remember properly.
But there were some times that they would ask her if she thought he was trying to communicate with her and the toilet flushed.
That's funny. Okay, do you have a joke for us this week?
Yes. Why should you never go ghost hunting in the rain?
I don't know.
That's a curious look you have on your face.
Why?
It dampens the spirits.
Oh, God. Come on. That's a bad, bad dad joke. That is terrible. I'm not even going to laugh.
We hope you liked episode 140 of the Bear and Kura podcast. This is Bear.
And Kura.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.
You have been listening to the Bear and Kura podcast, a production of the Land of Oz Information Services. We can be contacted via email using the address podcast@oz.com. And Oz is spelled AWES.